Hey, y'all. It's your girl, your gal, your pal, Destiny Brown. I got a new show, y'all. What? That doesn't even sound real like that coming out of my mouth. But y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. I'm the producer on that show. And you know what? It's been just a lovely ride. We've made great memories and we've had so much fun making the show. But guess what? We are making our own show now. What? We're making our own show. We got our own show going on. And it's with me, Friday Night Hype with DB. I'm going to be having some great guests on. And but you know what? Today? Guess what? Today's going to be a little solo dolo. A little solo dolo. Just me introducing myself to y'all. If y'all don't know what the Ken and Rye Show is, it's a great show. It comes on at 2 p.m. every Saturdays. And that's 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Every Saturday, it's me, Ken, Rye, and we're having a great time. But guess what? You know what? We're on my show, and I get to run things my way. I'm kidding, y'all. I'm kidding. I love being a part of the Ken and Rye Show, and I love being a part of the We Talk Radio Network. It's been so much fun. So much fun, and I'm glad I get to have, my own little lane. I get to talk about whatever I want, and y'all know I can be a little, a little talkative. Y'all see, I'm talking real fast because I'm so excited. So I'm going to try to, I'm going to take a deep breath. Take a deep breath with me, people. One more breath. And out. All right. I calmed myself down. I was so excited. Oh my gosh, it's only been 2 minutes in the show and I'm over here just rambling. I don't even know what I said. Some of the stuff, it just went in my brain and just dumped out of my mouth. But I'm so excited for this first episode. So we are about to get into it. Let's go. Hey. Let's go, y'all. All right, so let's get into it. I got a new show, my own show. Friday Night Hype with DB. So the reason I went with DB is because that's... almost choked. See, it's already starting off crazy. Already starting off bonkers. I'm over here choking up. Lord have mercy. Anyways, but the reason I went by DB instead of, my name, Destiny. DB's my initial... Initials? What is that? Initials... Destiny Brown, DB. That's what most of my friends call me in college or anybody that knows me. I introduce myself as DB. My family calls me Des. My college friends call me DB. That's what, this show is about, young adult, reaching that untouched audience. The Retalk Radio team and I, we were discussing and, they realized they don't have a show, targeting young adults, or not young adults. What's that other word? Not millennials, because I think... if you look up millennials on Google, it's like 30 and up. It's like 18 to 25. What is that? Gen Z, I guess. Is that what it is? But I feel like also Gen Z is like, the 15 and 16 year olds. I don't know. Anyways, that age range, they don't have an audience for, that age group. And we're going to call them Gen Z. Gen Zers, us, the Gen Z folk. They don't have, a targeted radio show for that audience. But guess what, y'all? Guess what? I'm here to deliver. I'm here to, perform for the audience. Talk to the audience. Engage with the audience. I'm a performer. I'm a dancer. So, I love talking. I love performing. I love engaging with the audience. I want to make sure, the audience is like, they're like the customers. You want to make sure... the customers have the best experience possible, and I'm just excited to be along for the ride. I'm very, very, very excited to be along for the ride. And yeah, this was 6 seasons coming. I think we've done either 6 or 7 or maybe 8 seasons of the Ken and Rye Show. We've done it for a long time. And, I was telling the team, we've grown up, we've matured, and, everybody's kind of grown up and matured with us. Kind of, when you have, that Disney star, and, they go into, other stuff, you grow up with, that star, you see their life, as a teen or maybe even a baby. And then, you see them grow up and, you grow up with them, all that good stuff. That's kind of like how we want the radio show to be. Anyways, but, we're going to get into it. I'm so excited. But yeah, this is just my little intro, my little intro show. How many times am I going to say I'm excited? How many times am I going to say it? You know what? If y'all doing a bet and seeing how many times I'm gonna say excited, you know, y'all can put a dollar down for every time I say excited. And if y'all say 20 times is fine. I'm gonna try not to say it too much because, you know, I don't wanna run y'all's pockets dry. I don't wanna run y'all's pockets dry. I know, you know, it's the summertime, people are trying to get, you know, their jabs right. I get it. You know, I'm trying to get my money, you know, stack up on the shmoney, you know, before I go back to school and school in, you know, the fall time. But y'all, let's talk about school, this crazy year. So let me just, you know, give y'all a backstory. Again, DB, I'm in college. I go to Sam Houston State University. Go Bearcats, go Cats. And I am now, y'all, I am a senior. What? Like, what? The time has flown. I graduated in 2018. I went to a fine arts school called Grand Prairie Fine Arts Academy. Shout out to GPFAA. We were the Phantoms there. That was a little, you know, that was a little mascot. Shout out to the Phantoms. Shout out to GPFAA and everybody there. So I went to a fine arts school. I danced there. And then my senior year, you know, once everything gets wrapped up, you know, SATs, all that, I started applying for schools and I put my major down as dance. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a dancer. I wanted to be a backup dancer. I wanted to travel the world. And then I don't know, like something, I don't know if any of you seniors are, you know, seniors in the, if you're juniors, you know, going into your senior year, or you're a senior and you experienced this, you know, this past year, shout out to the class of 2021. I have a cousin that graduated this year and I have a friend that graduated. So shout out to both of y'all. And, you know, anyways, I begin sidetracked a little bit. Let me rear back in. You know, I graduated 2018 and, you know, I was my senior year. I was like, you know what? What do I really want to do? Like, do I want to dance because this is what people expect from me? Is this really a passion of mine, or is it more of a hobby? You know, I was kind of, you know, figuring all that out, making sure, you know, I just, you know, have my, you know, have my plans in set. So long story short, I changed my major when I applied for Sam Houston. That was actually the only in-state school I applied for. Everything else was out of state. I wanted to get the heck up out of Texas. I wanted to get my booty out of Texas. Oh my goodness. Shout out to everybody that's going to a school out of state that's from Texas. I get it. It's hot. You want to, you know, have a different atmosphere. Maybe even be away from your family. It's okay. It's okay. I get it, girl. I get it. Anyways, or I get a boy. I get it. Anybody that's listening, I get it. You want to be away. Got it. Hopefully, you know, you have a great time there. Totally understand, you know, why you ventured off. But I go to Sam Houston State University. It's in Huntsville, Texas, not too far from, you know, the Houston area, like 45 minutes out. Anyways, but I changed my major to political science and legal studies, completely different from dance, art related, anything. Completely, you know, I literally took a left. You know, I thought, you know, people were like, oh, you know, maybe, you know, you can do something, you know, within the arts, maybe. What is that major called? My friend is majoring in it. It's like general studies or something like that. Or maybe liberal arts. So, you know, maybe, you know, I was going to do liberal arts. They were like, well, you should do dance. Maybe have a dance minor, or, you know, you can do a dance major, maybe, you know, minor in, like, you know, medicine, you know, something with the body, kinesiology, something like that. You know, health studies or anything, you know, maybe geared towards, you know, anatomy, all that stuff. And I said, nope, let's make a hard left and do political science, and my minor's in legal studies. So pray for me, y'all. I'm trying to be a lawyer. I'm trying to be like Annalise Keating, trying to be my Olivia Pope bag, okay? But pray for me, y'all. You know, I'm trying to go through schools, and I'm you know, no offense to Texas schools, Texas law schools, they're amazing, but for what I want to do, which is, you know, civil rights, focus on people of color, women, discrimination cases, you know, advancing and, you know, progressing our society as we, you know, live on. My major or my specification would be civil rights. And, you know, I want to be an activist and really, you know, charge the culture and society forward and, you know, just make, you know, make the world a better place for the next generation, because, you know, it's not about us, it's about the babies growing up. You know, we got to make sure we don't have another you know, big Black Lives Matter incident, you know, another George Floyd, you know, any other, you know, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery incident. We want to make sure when, you know, let's say, you know, if you have children, you know, or you have nieces and nephews or, you know, little cousins and things like that, you want to make sure they grow up and, you know, they don't see the craziness that's going on in the world. And, you know, I just want to, you know, I just want to do my due diligence. I want to do my part and help, you know, with the helping, you know, help with society and be an activist to push the culture forward and push society and the world and government and all that stuff forward. So I'm really excited about that, you know. But again, a hard left from dance. A hard left. I will say, you know, my mom was like, you want to do this? Are you sure? Like, is this what you want to do? I'm like, yeah, mom, this is what I want to do. And it's been a great ride so far. I feel like my college experience just took off. Like, ever since fall of 2019 to now, it's been a crazy ride. And, you know, what's even made it crazier? The pandemic, the Ponduce, the panoramic, whatever you want to call it, the panini. I've heard a lot of people say that. The Post Malone. The pandemic has been absolutely crazy. Lockdown, the pandemic, you know, COVID-19. It has all been a crazy ride. The year 2020 in general was just crazy. It was stressful. Ever since, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant and Gianna Bryant and all the other victims of the helicopter crash. That was absolutely horrendous and horrific. I vividly remember that to this day. I remember I woke up and it was on the news, or my friend put it on Twitter and I was like, oh, they're lying. And then I looked on, you know, Twitter's trending page and it said that, you know, he had passed, you know, along with, I believe it was 8 other passengers, including his daughter. And I was, ever since then, it's been crazy. And then COVID hit right. My birthday's in March, y'all. Shout out to all the Pisces out there, all the March babies. But right when March, or like the second week of March? It was right around spring break. So it was around my birthday. My birthday's March 4th. Shout out to all the March 4th babies out there. I see you. I love you. You deserve the best in life. But, you know, ever since the pandemic, you know, March, that just that whole, really all of, again, like I said, all of 2020, it was messed up from the get-go. COVID-19 hit. And I remember I was at work. And it was, I think it was like 5. We were closing early that day, but nobody was on campus because it was spring break. And actually, I think it was the week after spring break. Everything was shut down, but you know, the whole mask mandate and, you know, Greg Abbott, he didn't shut down the country yet. But I remember one of my coworkers walked in. It was like 5-6 o'clock. And we were laughing. We were, you know, TikTok was really popping at the time. It wasn't popping, you know, at its peak, but, you know, it was still popping. It was, you know, the Renegade Dance. I remember it was me and 2 of my coworkers and, you know, my boss. There was nobody in there. So my boss was, you know, real chill. And there was, you know, we were about to close. And so all of a sudden, one of my coworkers comes in and she's like, Greg Abbott just shut the country down. We have to just shut everything down. And we were in this area in our campus called the Lohman Student Center, where everybody goes. It's kind of like, they call it, my school calls it the living room on campus. And so, you know, everybody goes there. We got Chick-fil-A in there, you know, all the good eateries. We got Panda Express, Subway. We have this really nice pizza place. But again, I don't know, you know, if anything has changed, because Destiny Brown has not been back to campus since March of 2020. I did virtual school at home from my bed in North Texas, and it's been a journey. It's been a journey indeed. But yeah, she came in, you know, and they shut the country down. I remember my dad calling me. It was like 10 p.m. and he was like, I'm on my way to pick you up. I'm like, Dad, what? He's like, I'm on my way to pick you up. The country shut down. Greg Abbott just shut down, you know, Texas. I don't know what's going on. People are crazy. The toilet paper's out. You know, some food is out. Everybody's at the store. Everybody's going crazy. They might shut down the highway, so I'm coming to get you. I was like, all right. And so my school from my house is like, you know, a 3-hour drive. And so, you know, and it was 10 and it was raining. Dad of the year. And speaking of dads, happy Father's Day to all the parents. All the dads out there. We love you. We appreciate you.
your love and your kindness and, you know, just you upholding the family. It never goes unnoticed. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Just real quick shout out to all the dads. We love you here at We Talk Radio Network and on the Friday Night Hype with DB Show. We love you. We love all the dads. Round of applause for the dads. Hug your dad. Tell your dad you love him. And all the people out there that unfortunately do not have their dads, my heart goes out to you. My love goes out to you. You know, you are cherished and loved, and hopefully God wraps his arms around you. You are protected and you are loved and you are amazing. And I know your dad is smiling down from heaven because he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. But yeah, anyways, going back to my dad was like, I'm picking you up. So it's like 1 a.m. My roommate is helping me pack my stuff. You know, I can't pack everything. You know, I'm a girl. So, you know, I got a whole bunch of, you know, I got my comforter. I got my clothes. I literally brought like my entire closet because I never know what I'm going to wear. And Huntsville has like weird weather. Like it'll randomly rain. It'll randomly rain at random times. So I literally bring my entire closet. Like one day, you know how Texas is. All my people that live in Texas. One day, especially South Texas. Shout out to all my South Texas folks. One day it's raining, pouring. The next day it's like, you know, breezy. It's like 75 or maybe even a little cooler. Maybe like a 68. And then the next day it'll be like 84. And you're like, what in the world? God, can you make up? Can we get a schedule? Can we get a set schedule? Please, Jesus, can we get a schedule? A schedule. I need a schedule, God, because this weather is too much. It's too much. It's giving overwhelming. It's giving too much. It's giving indecisive. It's giving indecisive, God. And I know some of y'all are like, why is she talking to God like that, baby? That's how I talk to God. I'm like, God, it's giving indecisive. Can we please have a day where it's not raining, you know, and then the next day it's like feeling like it's 100 degrees? Please. That's all I ask. That's all the people of Texas, all the people in the South, all the people that got bad weather. That's all we ask is just some consistency, God. Consistency. Please. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, that's my prayer. That's my prayer for consistent weather. And if it changes, it was my prayer. Y'all know that. And y'all pray for consistent weather, especially for Texas. We struggling out here. It's hot as I don't know what. Anyways. But it was, see, y'all, I'm all over the place. So it was raining. Back to my story. It was raining. My dad gets there. It's 1 o'clock. My roommate, you know, it's like sprinkling in Huntsville. So, you know, we're getting a little wet, you know, trying to get all my stuff in my dad's brand new car. And so I'm, you know, just I'm stuffing that joker up. I'm like, you know, I'm getting, you know, clothes here. I got big trash bags of stuff. I'm throwing in, you know, backpacks. I'm throwing in lamps, you know, I got, you know, decorative stuff. My dad is like, what? And I'm like, you know what? Don't ask dad. It's just my decorations. I got to have a nice room. It's my home away from home. Got to make it homey. Got to make it, you know. Got to spice it up a little bit. Got to make it, you know, we got to give, you know, home. We have to give home away from home. We got to give, you know, niceness. We got to give, what's the word I'm looking for? Y'all know what I mean. We have to give welcoming. That's what it is. We got to give welcoming, not only to myself, but, you know, to other people. Makes, you know, somebody lives here and it's nice. It's not just, you know, desk, bed, clothes, comforter. And that's it. No, we got to give flowers. We got to give decorations. We got to give ooh la la. Because that's what I am. That's my personality. Ooh la la. Anyways. But, you know, my dad goes out there. You know, we're out there. And then we drive back 3 hours. It's pouring, raining basically the entire time. I'm scared because, you know, I'm like, if my parents are flipping out about, you know, COVID, you know, we were discovering stuff every day. We were heavily watching the news. It was crazy. I'm like, if they're scared, now I'm scared. Now everybody's scared. And then, how about y'all? Y'all let me know what y'all think. But did anybody else's parents was like, okay, so we got to go to the store. And it's going to be you, Destiny. I'm not going to the store. Dad's not going to the store. Kennedy's not going to the store. My little sister's Kennedy. And I'm like, you know what? Why do I gotta go to the store? I put on my mask. Everybody got on a mask. It looks like we're in some type of war zone. I'm telling you, I was in the store for like 3 hours, and not just because, you know, I bought 3 hours worth of stuff. I mean, you know, there was a lot of people there, but it was the lines, God. It was like Super Bowl Sunday. Everybody getting the chips, the dip, but it's like Super Bowl Sunday, but it's just like cleaning wars or something, like super, like cleaning Sunday. Everybody's, you know, when people, you know, it's that time where, you know, you're cleaning. Everybody was disinfecting stuff. Stuff was running out. People were arguing over stuff. I think I almost saw a fight. I'm like, it's not that serious. But you know what? It was. Looking back at it, everybody was scared. Everybody was terrified. We didn't know what this thing was. We didn't know really what COVID was. You know, they were saying, you know, you could get it from, you know, being too close to somebody. So we had to social distance, which, you know, really hurt because, you know, especially for somebody that likes hugs, I might be a little introverted, but I love to hug people. You know, I was separated from, you know, a lot of people were separated from their friends, their coworkers, their families. They lost jobs. They lost, you know, benefits from their jobs. Obviously, a lot of people had to go on unemployment. A lot of people were unfortunately homeless. It was just, it was a crazy time. And, you know, thank God that I didn't lose my job, or, you know, I didn't lose, you know, my school was able, you know, we got a little refund because we stayed there, my, you know, with my dorm. We stayed there until March, so they gave us like a little bit of refund. And baby, that refund, man, it came in handy. It came in handy. Thank you, Jesus. It came very much in handy. But it's just, you know, I was so used to working. I was working. I was, you know, the captain of my dance, or co-captain at the time, of my dance team. I was involved in, you know, I was going to church. Like, I had, you know, a little church home down there. It was, you know, I had friends, I had things to do. I was kind of, you know, running all over the place, and then everything was, boom, shut down. And so I came home, and it was, even though it was very nice to have that second week of spring break, shout out to all my college students and, you know, all my spring breakers. Baby, we had 2 weeks. I don't think there's going to be another time in our lifetime where we're going to have 2 weeks of spring break. Do you know how blessed we were? Like, and then, you know, we didn't know what was going on. You know, we didn't have any assignments, so we were just, you know, chilling. I was, you know, catching up on YouTube. Disney Plus was popping at the time. I was watching, you know, I love Disney movies. Y'all let me know what y'all's favorite Disney movie is, because my favorite Disney movie is Monsters, Inc. and Incredibles. I don't know. It's always, they're both equally amazing. They remind me of just, you know, being in bed with my grapes or my popcorn. And just, you know, just living the life. No worries. Just sitting down, enjoying and engaging in cinematic greatness. Anyways, but, you know, Disney Plus was popping at the time. I was, you know, just relaxing, chill. It was amazing. It was amazing. I loved it. And then, boom, right back to school. Assignment. Oh, this is due tomorrow. This is due next week. This is due in a couple weeks. This is due at the end of the semester. We have this final, this. I was like, whoa, relax, chill. We just came from a 2 week hiatus. Y'all are coming back like we never left. We left. We've departed for 2 weeks. We were on vacation. We were chilling. We were vibing. And now y'all want to come up in here. Boom, 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 notification. I have like 70 notifications, probably more than that, of just assignments, stuff that's due, things that were changing. I'm like, whoa, back it up. Let's back up this train. Let's check it back. You know, let's not go too much forward, you know. Ooh, it was just too much. But like I said, I have not been back to my campus since March. That was the last time I went on campus, you know, packing up all my stuff. I was gone. So I come back home to North Texas, and I'm, you know, just sitting there like, man, like, how are my friends doing? I was calling my friends. I was like, y'all all right? Y'all good? Y'all need some food? Y'all need some milk? What y'all need? You know, y'all are good. How's school? And everybody was just scared. It was a very, very scary time. I'm very glad, you know, that I had, you know, we have technology. We have Zoom, even though, you know, Zoom is, you know, nobody wants to hear Zoom anymore because we've used it so much. And it's, you know, it's been, you know, you're on mute, or, you know, your camera's on and you didn't think it was on. And, you know, so many mishaps with that. But it's just been a crazy year. And you know what? We survived. If you're on this call right now and you hear my voice, guess what? You survived 2020 and you survived half of 2021. Let's not even get to the beginning of 2021. My God, my Lord, that was crazy in and of itself. That was just absolutely we've had some crazy moments this year. I know I have. And I don't know about you, but I've had some crazy moments this year. Crazy moments. I'll talk about that later. Y'all got to tune into the show because, I got some tea to spill. The tea runneth over. The tea is running over. Anyways, but you know, it's been a crazy time. School has been. It's been very interesting. My professors have been very lenient on all of us, especially with 2020. You know, with so much loss and so much up and down, you know, they don't know our personal lives. So, you know, we don't know theirs. So, and there was a lot of grace, you know, extended, you know, thank the Lord. There was a lot of grace and patience extended during that time. I don't know about y'all school, but my school, they were just, you know, or my professors. Let me not say my school, because I know some professors be tripping. You know, they're like, oh, well, it needs to be turned in, you know, no exceptions, da 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 da. And I'm like, you know what? You know what? I'm glad I don't have you as a professor because you're doing the most. Too much going on. Anyways. Y'all hear my stomach grumbling? It's time to eat. Let me finish this show. But yeah, it's been a crazy ride. I'm so excited to be on the show. Excited. Y'all put a dollar on it. $2. Okay. But I'm very, very happy. I'm doing good. I'm glad that this show is getting a great kickstart. I didn't think I was going to talk for almost 30 minutes now. That's absolutely, absolutely freaking fracking ridiculous that I am talking for almost 30 minutes. That is too much. But I'm going to end the show right there. I know y'all like, Destiny, this your brain was literally all over the place. That is, you know, just how I talk. And you know what? I need a little bit of structure. Y'all give me some advice, you know, in the comment section on our WeTalkRadio.com website. Follow us there. Give me some comments and be like, sis, I'm going to need you to be a little bit more, you know, consistent. Consistent is our word for the week. How can y'all be consistent? You know, I'm going to write that down and I'm going to tell y'all how I've been consistent in my life. Let's write that down. I'm going to type it out. Consistent. How are we going to be consistent this week? You know what? We pray to God, asking, you know, for some consistency in the weather. So hopefully wherever you are, your weather is consistent. And, you know, maybe, and if it's hot, I'm sorry that the prayers might be answered and it might be consistent in heat. Or if it's raining a lot, it might be consistent in rain. I'm sorry. That don't take it up with me. Take it up with God. Take it up with God. But check us out on WeTalkRadio.com. Let me know how you've been consistent this week. Or if you haven't been consistent, hey, what's your goal of consistency? My goal of consistency is, you know, studying for this LSAT. Because, girl, I'm trying to go to law school. Trying to be a lawyer. Trying to be that Annalise Keaton. Trying to be in my Olivia Pope bag. But follow us on WeTalkRadio.com and on all of our social media platforms. On IG, on Facebook, and on Twitter, all at We Talk Radio. All those are We Talk Radio. And make sure you follow us on our YouTube, our YT. We got a YouTube channel. And we're trying to make one for this one. So if y'all want a YouTube channel, let me know. And, you know, let me know what's going on. Let me know what y'all want. Like, share, and comment on our YouTube channel. It's called We Talk Radio Network. But, you know, our social media is just We Talk Radio. And we got some, you know, I got to give a little bit of shout-outs to the other radio shows. They're doing an amazing job. They're holding it down. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So y'all know Destiny Brown, or, you know, DB. I'm going to be DB on the show. But Destiny Brown, Destiny, she has, why am I talking about myself in third person? But I have my, a little segment on the Ken and Rye show called Destiny's Debacles. So we're going to be bringing up some topics on Facebook and IG. And I'm going to be like, okay, what do y'all think? Or, you know, share something with me. How would you, you know, let's say, for instance, you know, you got a little situation going on and you know, you want my advice on it or something. Or, you know, you got a debacle in your life and, you know, you need my advice. You know, I'm not the best person, but you know what? I'm mature enough to have, you know, some sound advice for you. You can take it or leave it. You don't have to take it. You don't got to leave it. Whatever you want to do, boo, it's all up to you. But yeah, we have some shows coming up. The Ken and Rye Show, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on Saturdays. And we have the Diamond Crew show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Fridays. Their show is absolutely lit. So is the Ken and Rye show. You know, I'll be on there. Maybe I might make a little guest appearance on the Diamond Crew kids show. You know, you never know. Might need to listen and, you know, check that out. And we also have another show with Mr. T. Smiley. And that show is on, ooh, Lord, I'll be forgetting. Let me think. Ooh, Lord. You know what? You know when you got to go on your phone and you got to look? Oh, you know what? It's called the K Radio Show. Boom. At 10 a.m. Central Standard Time with Mr. T. Smiley. And that show is absolutely great. Y'all have to tune into that show. It is so much fun. It's just a great show. Y'all got to check all these shows out. So first, Ken and Rye Show, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time every Saturday. Diamond Crew Kids, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Fridays. And the K Radio Show at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time with Mr. T. Smiley. Hey, Mr. T. Smiley. And the Diamond Crew Kids and the Ken and Rye. And Friday Night Hype with DB at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Fridays. Fridays, but yeah, thank you guys so much. This has been a great introduction. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so excited. Put your money on that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I will see y'all next Friday at 7 p.m. It's going down. I might have a little guesty guest, you know, pop up. Anyways, bye, y'all. Y'all have a great day, and I'll see y'all next Friday. Peace out.
it's your girl, your pal, your gal. Anyways, Destiny Brown. Y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, you know, maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea runneth over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.